Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure, each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
And let me rap to you for a second. You see, I know you have it hard sometimes. But when you feel like you need me, or you can call me. You see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that. You see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much. Oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Ooh, baby. A flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby. It's you. It's you, baby, baby.
Another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and everyone around the world and the 40 countries that tune in on weekends with us, and I'm so appreciative of them. But if you would like to talk to our guests, please hit the one key after you dial 347-945. 6003. You hit the one key, I'll see your hand up and I'll open up your mic. Until then, you're going to stay muted. But we got a great show tonight, and I first want to introduce my co-host, Chris Michael Ward. Hello, Chris. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing good, Terry. TGIF. TGIF.
Yes, baby. Yes, TGIF. Yes, and if y'all hear some noise in the background, I have an issue with my AC not working and being fixed. So anyway, a lady brought me a portable AC unit, and she invited me and my grandson to stay the weekend in her Airbnb hot tub pool. Yes, baby, I can't wait to get off the phone and, you know, get my stuff together. Ooh, I'm ready because I'm sweating like a pig now, but I just don't want to start smelling like pork. So I'm keeping this show moving. My special guests are two people, Coach Alisa Smedley and Antoinette Barris. And we're going to tell you how your number line is decoded, so you know why you are where you are in your life, where your number fall at. You know, you want to be 100, but you might be a 3. So on that note, how you doing, Coach Lisa Smedley?
I'm doing great. I'm great.
It's good to talk to you, darling. And where's your sidekick over there? Hey, Antoinette.
Hey.
Hey, ladies.
That's great.
It's good to hear from y'all. This hot weather that we're dealing with right now. But anyway, who would like to be first? Is it going to be you, Coach, or Antoinette?
Well, I can jump in here. Well, first of all, good evening to all your listeners. We're going to talk about how you can improve your situation starting tonight. So you may want to grab some paper to write down the 4 steps to how I did it. I'll tell you a little bit about my family and how I came up with the number line of life. That's right. The number line of life. So grab something to write on, a napkin, a notebook, anything you have, because this is good information. I'm
and
so glad you tuned
in
tonight.
In that, Lisa, okay, the number line of life. Could you
yes.
tell me how is that going to be different from you to someone else? How is the line going to be different? And then we're going to start explaining how you come about getting that line.
I sure will. It's going to be different for everybody because this is a
okay.
very personal activity. How many of us want to tell everybody? We have a dream or want to do something, we just run around and tell everybody. That's not a good thing because everybody don't want the best for you. Now, I hope your audience is ready for some real tonight because I don't know how to be any other way.
I'm up on the air, baby, so they ready for you.
So everybody's number line is different because you start at different places. It doesn't matter your age, your gender, none of that, your economic level, because through your life, you're moving around anyway. Here's what I mean. Some of us have been on top, had the good job, the good car, great relationship. A year later, you're on the bottom, homeless, alone. I mean, it could. How many of you have experienced that? It can change in the moment. So what I would say is starting your line, you just start where you are and understand that at any moment that you decide to, you can turn things around. I'm telling you, I'm somebody who knows. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio. My parents were teenagers, 15 and 17. I was on welfare my entire childhood. Both of my parents were sexually abused as children. There was a lot of addiction and alcoholism in my family. My dad ended up going to prison for 15 years. I have seven uncles. Six of my uncles went to prison, and my one auntie went to prison. My family has served 75 years behind bars.
Oh, my.
Yes. So you talk about starting out.
You know, that's sad, first of all, that you had to be raised in a home that was unstable. And I say unstable with no disrespect. But I say unstable because all the guardians and the people that you're supposed to look up to, your heroes, man, they was having issues of their own. And it seemed like you got caught in the midst.
Yes. No, it's no disrespect. It's real. And that's one of the steps for how you figure out where you are and where you're going. It means taking a look at your situation. And you are absolutely right. I wrote a book about all of this. My book is called Embracing Your Story. I used to be ashamed that we were the house where the police were always there. There was always some drama, chaos. It was very unstable at times, unless somebody was working. You know, there were periods where my grown-ups had jobs, you know, but there were periods when they didn't. So, you know, I understood all of that. But the first line of my book, it says, on the number line of life, I was born at minus 20.
Wow.
Those were situations that I was born into, had nothing to do with. I had not made a decision yet. I was born into them. So some of your listeners may understand that experience where you were born into crazy. But others may have been born, you know, pretty well off, maybe wealthy, you know. But then you made choices that moves you to the negative side, okay? So what the first thing I want to explain is that the number line, it starts wherever you decide to start. Just open your eyes and look around. Even as a child, I knew I don't like all this fighting. I don't like glasses and lamps being thrown and I got to sweep up pieces of glass. I don't like the police being here all the time. I knew I don't want this when I grow up. So what can I do to not have that kind of violence in my home?
Amen.
So it all
but
starts
you know,
with being honest.
Go ahead,
yes.
Just ask
the
question.
That's no way to live.
It isn't.
Yeah. That's no way to live. So it means being honest. I love my family. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that because some people struggle cutting negative people loose. But that's my mother. Okay, but if your mother is negative, she's toxic like a poison.
What?
And so it's not about who the person is. Sometimes you have to get rid of negative things. But understanding where you are is a very personal thing. Doing your number line, it's a personal activity. You don't have to go around and announce to people, you're negative, I'm getting rid of you. No, just stop listening to them. Stop letting them pour that negativity on you. Some ideas just stay in your heart. Some dreams, you just keep it in your heart. Don't share it with anybody. You make your moves and think about your dreams to yourself. We run our miles too much sometimes, especially when you're around toxic.
Can I just pop and ask you a question?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my first question is, are you saying that the number lines will stop us from people pleasing because you're saying to like not be ashamed of your truth? Is that what you're saying? Like, just be honest about your truth and not worry about, you know, pleasing another person by not telling them stuff? I don't know.
It can if you are strong enough to really want to improve your life. That's a great question, Chris, because how many of us are just comfortable? We're not happy, but we're not unhappy enough to do something about it. How many people who are listening right now are in a miserable situation? You just don't know how to get out of it. When you get fed up and decide you're going to move, you will make the moves you need to make. When you're fed up and tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired, you will make the moves that you need to make. But a lot of it, yes, people pleasing is part of it.
Okay.
But you have to be strong. It's hard to do. And let me say this to your listeners. I'm not saying that this is easy because it is not. I had to leave the city I was born in and move away to get away from some of the negativity. That wasn't easy, moving out to the unknown. But guess what? I knew that what I knew, I didn't like. I had to try something different. Don't be afraid to make big and bold moves. Just plan for them. That's all.
Well, we want to jump
sometimes
in
we fail.
As well, Antoinette. So,
you know, I was afraid to really look at my life and see where I was born. I wanted to do a guess, but I would say I was born with about 6 barriers in my life. But I thought that when I grew up, I would be at zero naturally because I would start adulthood. And I thought I would have the American dream. I would get married, have the picket fence, and everything was going to go great, and the fantasy in my mind. And I found out I ended up being divorced, a single mother. And I'm not saying anything against that because it takes a village to raise a child. And I had a village. I had a lot of positives that got me through. But then I ended up having a breakdown. I ended up with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, pre-diabetic. But my son, he ended up getting scholarships for basketball all through college, graduating, working. I'm healthy now. My blood pressure is under control. My cholesterol is under control. I'm not pre-diabetic anymore. And every obstacle that I had in my life, I thought was going to be the worst thing. But God protected me, and everything I went through, I learned from, and I did the work, and I became a stronger person.
Well, let me ask y'all this. What is the difference between the numbers line, or someone say, that's just growing up? We all go through puberty. We go through, you know, growing pains, and the best thing you can do is hopefully get out of it unscathed and unmolested, you know, and being loved and being guided by guardianships of people who will lead you in the right way. So are you saying that the people that didn't have to suffer those things like molestation or drugs, whatever, and they had a role model that was in their life in positive ways, they don't need a numbers line?
No, no, not at all. We all have a number line, or can have if you choose. You can have a number line. I will put it this way. Each of us has strengths and each of us has weaknesses. The things that hurt me may not bother you. The things that would devastate you, I may not blink. So it's very personal. That is, your question is a great question also. Again, this is very personal for each individual. Having so many relatives locked up, I have a business today working with prisoners because I'm not afraid of prison. I've been walking into prisons visiting my relatives since I was 10 years old.
Wow.
So it was nothing for that to be a career for me, whereas my sister, we grew up in the same house, she does not like the sounds of the gates or the noises or the smells. She couldn't handle that. Just the thought of going to a prison makes her upset. She couldn't do it. So what I'm saying is, exactly. So each of us, and that's no judgment. It's not saying that I'm stronger or tougher. No, it's a very personal thing. Each of us has a different experiences. What I'm saying is value your experiences, your gifts. I believe God has given each of us gifts. And just value who you are meant to be as your best self. That's where you figure out where you are.
If the person decides, okay, I'm going to do a numbers line. And for those listening, so I want to have clarity. A number line of your life is a spot in your life that you want to start making notations of the different segments of your life, whether they were good or bad. Now, how they get the number to start with, me, I always like to start with zero, because zero, you're born, okay? And then as you progress and get older and understand stuff or have good things happen, say, okay, when I was 17 years old, I graduated from high school on the honors roll. Okay, how do you take the numbers and decide what number you're going to give for what achievement or downfall?
Great question. And that will go back to how I came up with the idea. And this is a very quick story. I was a retail store manager. And I was in my mid-20s. I'm managing the store. And I had a 16-year-old clerk, a white kid, that worked for me. And his uncle was one of the executives and owners of the company, but he wanted his nephew to learn the business. So he sent him to the store so he could work his way up. So I taught this kid and worked with him. When he went away to college, he'd come back every summer and work with me. And I just was shaping and molding him. Well, fast forward, he graduates from college, goes down to the main office. Now he's an executive. I'm still in the retail store. He has a college degree. He's married. He bought his first home. And he's in his early 20s. I'm now pushing 30. You know, I'm in my mid-30s, but I'm still working at the cash register. And I sat down one day, and I'm catching the bus. I didn't even own a car. I said, how did this kid leapfrog over me and become so successful? And I wasn't, and one thing I want to stress, I was not angry or bitter or jealous. I loved this kid. I wanted him to be successful. I just needed to understand why was my life moving so slowly and he is just accelerating. Well, he began on the positive. He had some assets. His uncle was one of the VPs. That's a big one. He grew up in a two-parent home. You know, I mean, he got to the top faster because he started closer to the top. It took me longer because I started with so many deficits. Not only did I not have any executives in my family, we were doing good if we had jobs, you know, in Cleveland. Cleveland's a poor city at times. So, you know, everybody's on welfare, struggling, or, you know, trying to get a good paying job. So it was a challenge back then for my family. So that's what I mean. It depends where you are, but you don't look at other people. The number line is about you. I could have looked at him and been bitter. Why is he so blessed and why am I struggling? No, it's about you. This is one time where it's okay to be selfish. It's about you. Figure out where you are. So my first step was writing down my barriers. because I'm not good at math. One of my barriers is a learning disability.
Neither am I.
So I wrote down my barriers.
That we're going to have to let Chris ask his question because we're already down to 5 minutes, you know, because my show is only a half hour, so we try to jump in there and jump out, you know, real quick. So
yes.
Be patient with us. Chris, hurry up and ask your question.
Okay, now my question is for both of you ladies, or whoever has the answer, but if you have OCD like me, can you start the number line at any number? Maybe I missed.
Yes, you can. It's personal. It's yours. You can start
okay.
at any number. And you know what? Because your time is limited, I have an email dedicated to just explaining or helping people with their personal number line. And the email is numberline@coachsmedley.com. Very simple email, numberline@coachsmedley.com. And I can spell that out, numberline, numberline, at coach, C-O-A-C-H, Smedley.com. I will respond to any email. Any of you are interested in this and want to figure out how to change your circumstances, send me a message. numberline@coachsmedley.com.
And Antoinette, darling, is there something you'd like to say before we get off the air?
Just thank you. I just, you know, hope that this gives inspiration and motivation for people. They can who are born in the positive or born in the negative, just know who you are, where you are, and that will lead you to where you are going.
And I have just one question. So and this is for people who takes a lot to understand. So you're saying when a person decides to have a numbers line, that person picks their number for whatever destination they're going to put that memory in on that numbers line. And how high does that number line go? Is it from 0 to 100 or infinity?
How big is your dream? That would be my question.
I'm
how big
baby.
Is your dream? I have a dream right now. In 2 years, I want to move to a certain location and buy a building. And I'm already calling realtors, looking at research. I'm 22 months away from it. But I'm working on it now. I'm planning and thinking and dreaming. So I would say, how big is your dream? What is it you want to do? And are you willing to do the work?
And that's what it is. That's what it is. Are you willing to do the work? You know, I appreciate both y'all ladies being here tonight. And next week we're going to have part two of Legal Eagles talking about how they are helping people who are homeless and people who are just getting out of jail, how to get the resources that they need without spending a whole lot of money. And so that will benefit people to listen and tune in because they're coming. And Dave and Sherry is going to make it plain. And y'all beautiful ladies, Antoinette and Coach Alisa Smedley, I appreciate you, you know, and consider this on. Anytime you got something new you want to talk about, your family now, call me and we'll get you back on the roster. And we appreciate your
Thank you, Terry and Chris. Thank you so much
thank
for this
you.
Opportunity.
You're welcome.
And y'all have a blessed weekend. Y'all stay safe and stay hydrated.
Yes, and you get some air conditioning.
How about that, darling? Pray for me.
Yeah.